With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're back on Capitol Hill.
Members of the House returned to Washington Wednesday to begin the process of approving the GOP massive domestic spending bill with hopes of sending it to President Trump's desk by the 4th of July. The body began the day with debate on the rules for proceeding to the debate on the legislation. Fresh off an all-night-long debate in the Rules Committee, ranking Democrat Jim McGovern said the entire process was out of order. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will have the bill to the White House by President Trump's July 4th deadline so that Congress could begin putting new policies in place for the American people. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
And the president is calling for Republican unity.
As the House takes up the Senate version of the president's domestic priorities bill, he's optimistic about the legislation's chances.
I think it's going to do very well in the House. We'll see how that works out.
He claims the bill has something for everyone and vows that Medicare and Medicaid are being strengthened despite claims to the contrary. The president writes online that the GOP must unite and ignore the occasional grandstanders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The University of Pennsylvania is formally apologizing to its female swimmers negatively impacted by its policy on so-called transgender athletes. The school is reversing its policy and will rewrite its athletic record book. Ruling 4-3, Wisconsin Supreme Court striking down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban, ruling it has been replaced by newer state laws regulating the procedure. Paramount has agreed to pay $16 million to settle a lawsuit filed by President Trump over the editing of CBS's 60 Minutes interview with Kamala Harris in October. And word that Tesla sales tumbled 13% April through June. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 34 points. NASDAQ is up 142. This is SRN News. New poll compares the U.S. to the rest of the world on religion.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries. According to the Pew Research Survey, we are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's ruling that states can bar sex change operations on children is already having an effect. Rulings in favor of transgender people have been tossed out in four states. The High Court has ordered appellate judges to re-examine cases from Idaho, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia involving access to sex change operations and changes to birth certificates. Growing number of states passing laws aimed at protecting children from radical medical procedures. This is SRN News. She is among the most wanted women around.
In Texas, the mother of a Tarrant County boy missing for more than 2 years now has been added to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. Cindy Rodriguez Singh is charged with capital murder in the disappearance of Noel Alvarez, who is presumed dead, although no body has been found. The six-year-old with special needs was last seen at his home in late 2022. Investigators interviewed Rodriguez Singh in March of 23 when they say she lied, saying the boy was with his biological father in Mexico. 2 days later, the woman, her husband, and six other kids boarded a flight for India without the missing boy. There is now a $250,000 reward for information leading to her arrest and conviction. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In stark contrast to what economists had been expecting, payroll processor ADP reports America's private sector employers shed 33,000 jobs last month. More details at srnnews.com.